We're discussing the Tosfos and Brachos on Daf Yud Beis, where we concluded that basically, just to review, we had the Gemara first spoke about the issue of a person making a bracha. He's holding a cup in his hand of the kasava de shikrahu. He's holding wine, but he thinks it's beer. He's holding wine, but he thinks it's beer.
How does he say that in Hebrew again?
What?
Say that phrase in Hebrew.
Aramaic, actually.
Aramaic?
Or Aramaic.
Heche de kanakat kasa de chamra biyade kasava de shechrahu. He was holding a cup of wine, but he thought it was beer. Upasach, what?
There was no hope of my understanding.
Upasach mavarach adaitei. So basically he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. He's about to conclude Sha'akol Niyah B'Dvaro, which is the blessing on beer. And he, whatever, the cup tips over and he sees it's wine, so he ends off Bo'er Pri HaGafen. The question is, does he have to make a new bracha? Since he had in mind the wrong thing on the beginning part of the bracha. That was the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara answers, Yatza. It's a go. You don't have to go back. Why? For another reason. Nothing to do with Kavan or not. Because what would have happened if he made the mistake completely? He would have finished off the bracha, shahakol niye bidvaro on wine. So what's the halacha? If you make a shahakol on wine,
you're technically covering
you're
it.
You're covered.
Right. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara later on in brachas, whether shahakol also works on wine and bread. We pass and it does. So therefore,
is that true also for Kiddush on Shabbat? If you're saying making the Kiddush on the wine on Shabbat, and you say Shahakol.
It's a good kasha, right? So you definitely
the date time you're talking about. It might be a difference.
Yeah,
Friday night right. Or day.
Friday night Kiddush. I mean, yeah.
Right. I'll get to that point. I mean, the simple pshat is yes, because Shahakol will take its place. You'll obviously be lacking in a certain area for another reason, which I'll get to. But the bottom line is, you didn't do any Aveira if you made a Shahako, because you're Yotze.
Yeah.
What are we quoting? I'm sorry, I missed that at the moment.
Yud Beis.
Inward.
Brachas.
Oh, also Brachas.
Right.
Still in Brachas. Right.
Right, so we'll be starting Brachas soon, another 2 weeks. They finished over a week, actually less than 2 weeks or something, the Siyam Hashas.
Yes.
March 1st is the big party.
Wow.
And March 2nd will begin again.
We talked about it.
Yeah, I think he wants to have something here when he comes back from Florida, he told me.
All right.
And Lester even changed his flight to come back a day early. They're having a big thing in Toronto. In one of those. Lester's coming back to go, but Rabbi Green wanted to do something in Hamilton. So I don't know what happened with that. Well, it didn't happen yet, but I'm sure it will happen March 2nd when he gets back. So that's the Gemara. So we see, since you yotze anyway with Shahako to go, then the Gemara gives a more difficult question. What about the opposite?
Mm-hmm.
You're holding beer in your hands, but you think it's wine. And a boy priya guffin does not help on beer.
Right.
So therefore I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, I'm about to make a boy priya guffin, right? Which would be a no-go, but then But I see it's beer, I make a shahako. So I make the right bracha, pragmatically, but I had the wrong kavana. So what about in that case? And you can't tell me, even if I made a bo'er pri hagafen, it's a go, it's not.
That's right.
So the question is, what about in that case, do I have to make a new bracha?
Now we come purely down to the issue of whether or not the kavana is essential, right?
Right, so this is right. So the Gemara raises the issue, it doesn't conclude. The issue would be, what is the primary part of the blessing? Do we go by the beginning of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, is that the primary? Or no, it's the chasima, it's the conclusion. If the beginning is the primary, then you have problems, because you had the wrong intention. However, if you go by the chasima, it's not a problem. Gemara goes through the questions, giving different examples, does not conclude. It's what they call an ibaye. The low ipshite, it's a question which is unresolved. The Gemara leaves it unresolved. So what do we do then if it's unresolved?
Can you
by
any sort
the
of
literal. So you know,
what's
yes, yes, something, you know, if you have a spiked bracha lahatil or whatever, you know, you must not appear.
Correct. We'll go with yeah.
But there are some other ways we know we can go. So if you start a bracha and you're in trouble, there's a verse that you can always finish up.
Only if you
no, that's only if you did Baruch Ata Hashem.
Yeah. You say, so you're saying when you get
it's
the,
too
you're
far.
Saying, well, you're going too far.
You are.
Sorry,
you,
okay.
You can say Baruch Ata Lamdeini Chukecha and then close up shop and start again. Right, but
here you're putting us further in.
Yeah, you're putting. You already did the Shemu Malchus.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so that's the. So that Gemara leaves it in Shaila. So Tosis quotes. What do you do? Perish Rav Alphys. He quotes in the Rif. Hashtelo ipshati be'iyan azrina lekula vafilo pasach bechamra v'siyam b'shechra yotza. He says. So we know we have a general principle. Jeff is alluding to. Savek d'oraisa l'chumra, a doubt regarding a biblical law is strict on. Savek d'rabbanan l'kula, a doubt regarding a rabbinic law we're lenient on. So we go with, and then so and simple explanation. A bracha d'rabbanan. What we're talking about here is only d'rabbanan, not like the Pnei Yoshua, and therefore the Rif says we apply the principle Savek d'rabbanan l'kula, which would be Savek brachas l'hakel. In this case, even in both cases, even in the case where you're going to make a boy appear guffin on beer, but as long as you end it on the right track, see, it's a go. See, interesting, the Gemara doesn't say because you made the right bracha, therefore it's good anyway. I mean, that's the conclusion in pragmatic, but that's not the logic. The Gemara goes to focus on, one could have argued, well, the bottom line is you made the right bracha, so we see Machshava does play a role. Your thought process plays a major role. Maybe not totally, not obviously your actions count also, but we see from here that the Makshava, it's not just, doesn't just go by the bottom line. Two people can make the same bracha, maybe one bracha will be good and one wouldn't, depending on what you're thinking at the time in the bracha.
Whereas you can capture two people on videotape and it looks like
exactly. Like actually, like Rabbi Flair spoke
that's
about
exactly what he talked
Friday
about.
Night. I don't know, I missed it last night, but Friday
no,
night, he,
Friday night
he that's the only part I heard before my kids got me, but he said, like, I guess if a secular humanist does something good for you, so you thank the person who did it. But if tzaddikim do something, you say, thank God. And when you're already built
it's
in that a tzaddik is doing it because God said it.
Right.
Which, you know, which, that's true in the, you know, it's, when you get into the world of Hasidus and Kabbalah, it's true. Obviously, there's what to actions as well. But that's, but you know, wasn't its focus then.
The Gemara can say with Taiku, if any.
Right, no, it doesn't say.
It's like Taiku, but sometimes I'm just thinking it says Taiku.
Right, so there's. So sometimes the Gemara ends Taiku.
Yes.
Other times they say it ends Kasha. What's the difference between Taiku and Kasha?
What do these words mean?
Well, it's a good question what it means.
We have to wait till the day of Messiah,
isn't
it? Right. Taiku's a good kasha.
Taiku. What they say, what they teach you in Cheder, it means is Teku stands for Tishbi, which is Eliyahu Navi. That's his name, Eliyahu Tishbi. Mm-hmm. Tishbi Yitarets will answer Kushiyos VeAbayis, the questions and answers. In other words, you wait until Mashiach comes, and right. As I say, the word widow tik means like suitcase, like put it away. Different explanation what it means, but that's a question of whether like I think the briskers, they don't say it's not, they think it's a pshetto. That's not what it really means. It's something you want to teach your kids about the not York, like you want to teach young kids about the waiting for the Mashiach. So they just made that up in terms of fitting it into the name. But teiku means it's sitting like in a suitcase resting. But either way,
on the wall and let it write
right. So the question is like this. So sometimes the Gemara says teiku, let it rest. Another time the Gemara just leaves a kasha. It's difficult. So some Rishonim say there is no difference between the two. Mm-hmm. But the other Rishonim say the difference is like this, that when it says Teiku, we really don't know an answer. You know, we have to wait for the Eliyahu to come around. Kasha, there is an answer. For whatever reason, we're not giving it here. In other words, there is an answer to the question. And in fact, like in a case, let's say, then the Rishonim try to give answers to the question. When it's Kasha, So then the commentators try to give, you know, it's interesting, you know, why didn't the Gemara give an answer, but the Gemara didn't give at least a kasha, meaning there's a kasha, but there's an answer. And then the people try to give answers.
And as Gretel demonstrated, there do exist some tikkuns.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that means not for the unwashed masses?
What do you mean?
The answer is not to be understood by the common man. No. It's too difficult for him.
That's how we have that concept, but that's how it takes.
That comes in Mishnah Berurah, we're getting that.
That what?
Well, this is so, but you're not allowed to teach it to the common man.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
It's something else.
Right.
You do know the onset.
Right, that you know the answer, but you don't want to teach either for whatever reason. That's to confuse them, they're not going to understand it. But
sorry, what's that phrase in Mishnah Berurah? It needs investigation.
Sarach Ian?
Yes. So does the second one, Kasha, mean something like Sarach Ian? Maybe?
Yeah, see, Bible Lipshite, maybe, right. It doesn't know. See, Sarach is here, when the Gemara says it, so therefore it's different. Like Sarach, because then. Assuming we have all the
level
right, in other words, we have all the facts. It's out. We can't. It's like we have. It comes out. The scale is 50-50.
Yes.
Sarach Ian later on is. If I learn more, maybe I'll delve more into the issue. I could come up with an answer. Right. Right.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm just thinking aloud what the difference. Yes, assuming yes, in the Gemara the facts are there. It's not. Yeah. It's not because of lack of investigation. You investigated the issue thoroughly. Yes. But it comes out, it's a 50-50, and therefore I can't conclude.
Yes, yes. So now this question you just raised was, this is kasha, not
right.
Joseph, right?
It doesn't have...
I want to say kasha, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. Let me say it. Let's see what the glush and the gemara is here. Tosh, my love was in. Right, it doesn't even have either glush and it doesn't answer. This doesn't answer.
Presumably it's more like kasha.
Right, that's so what I'm saying, yeah. Yes.
But what strikes me a bit odd is that, I mean, you're just reading from the Gemara, but as you have commented many, many times on many issues, later commentators raise the thing, and then they come one way or the other.
No, right, no.
On a question.
That's what Tosis is doing. Like, that's what I said, the Rif came along and said, since the Gemara does not conclude, so we have to view it as a doubt, and then we go into our bank and go back to our general principles. On a doubt regarding, like if you're not sure if you benched, if you did Birkas HaMazon, which is biblical, maybe.
That's the general
right.
principle approach.
That's what he's saying here, right.
But are we to conclude that there are some issues where the Gemara has blocked further comments, further discussion,
investigation
of the issue by saying,
No, blocked it in terms of pragmatically. In other words, you could go into the topic as much as you want, but we got a psak from based on the Gemara. So if the Gemara says we don't have a conclusion, so you can't. In other words, so you're not going to have any more information than the Gemara had to come up with a conclusion either. So it's just a matter now of now what we take. Okay, the Gemara left us in the cold. Now what do we do? So then you might have a difference of opinion. What principle kicks in here and what do we do? In other words, you could have a difference pragmatically in what the bottom line is, but the principle part's not going to change. The Gemara leaves it unresolved, then it gets into what do you do when the Gemara leaves it unresolved? In other words, it's not an option to go back and resolve the Gemara.
No,
I'm saying,
exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
That's
what I mean,
point.
Yeah.
It's like you're not...
In terms of...
No reason to resolve
right.
this issue, which the Gemara
right.
leaves unresolved.
You have freedom to do everything you want, but in terms when it comes to pragmatic halacha, even if you think you resolved the Gemara, you can't take your resolvement and pass in the Shaila based on it. That gets into, you know, our oral law discussion about why we can't argue on the Gemara today anymore. But I'm saying right. But that's what the Rif says. We kick in the principle of Suffolk Brachas Gahakel, and that's it. In both cases, you keep on drinking the beer or wine.
Cheers.
And the Rif says, Gochumra, the Sarach of Arach Pam. And the Rif concludes against the Rif. He says, what are you talking about? You make a new bracha. In that case, you make a new bracha. Since it's what about the general principle? Suffolk brachas lahakel. What about the general principle? A doubt on a blessing, we don't go back. So he says that only applies, let's say, when you're putting on your tefillin in the morning, or you're shaking your lulav, and you you did the mitzvah, you're not sure if you made the bracha. So, so therefore, on that we say Savak Draban and Lakula. Because there's no aveira involved with shaking a lulav without making a bracha. It's just, you're not doing the proper thing, but there's not, you didn't violate anything per se, you just didn't make a bracha. But in the case of eating food or drinking food without a blessing, you violate asa lahanos lalam hazeh b'lo bracha. You are violating, you're getting benefit from this world without recognizing it comes from God. So therefore, that's why in this case, when do we say safek bracha s'lahakel? That's only in a case of a mitzvah. But if we're dealing with an aveira of eating without thanking God, then if in doubt, make a new bracha. So he'd conclude, again, see the Gemara concluded unresolved, and now, based on how, so the Rif says, Safek bracha s'lahakel, the Rif says, no, we don't do it by a birkas hanenin. And we pointed out, so, but we don't, who do we paskin like? The Rif or the Ri? We paskin like the Rif that we do apply the principle of Safek bracha s'lahakel. The question is why? The Ri seems to have good logic, right? Because the general principle on a Suffolk Isser, on a doubtful prohibition, we usually are strict. So the Rif seems to be right here. By Tfilin and Lulav, it makes sense to be lenient. But the Ri seems to make sense that when it comes to a blessing, there's an Isser involved, so therefore maybe we should make a new bracha. So what do we conclude?
Well, I think it's the thing that there may be two things with the Birkas Lehenin, that is actually a positive thing which pulls in the negative things.
So right, so as we mentioned before, there are two aspects to making a bracha rishona. There's the mitzvah, the rabbana, and the rabbi said you have to thank God before you make a bracha. And the second aspect is a prohibition to eat without a bracha. So, you know, which is the chicken, which is the egg? So the way the Amek Bracha, the Avnei Nezer, that's how we explain an Onain. An Onain is someone, one of their seven relatives died, but it's before the burial. So he's exempt from commandments. In fact, he's prohibited to do commandments. And even he can't make any brachas before he eats. But the question is, how could he eat then? Because he's not allowed to do Averis. He can't go to McDonald's now because he's an Onain. So how do we permit him to eat without making a bracha? So basically, they point out is the chicken or the egg. That basically, that begins like this: there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, or there's a mitzvah to thank God before you eat. Once the mitzvah kicks in, that creates the issur of eating without a bracha. In a situation where there is no mitzvah to make a bracha, there also is no issur. So an onain who's exempt from the mitzvah aspect automatically. It's the same thing here. In the case of a safek lahalacha. Once the halacha paskin suffik brachas lahakel, in this situation you can't make a bracha, so therefore in the case you don't have to make a bracha, hence the prohibition also falls off, so therefore we apply, that's the way we assume, suffik brachas lahakel. So that's the machokis, the Rif and the Ri. And then the Gemara goes, so Tosis goes on, and what about the following case? If a person knows for sure, sheta b'diburo. We were talking about up to here, you know, you got half a bracha. You actually said the right words. The issue was this new kavana. Here you know you definitely made a mistake. You made the wrong bracha, bottom line. What mistake did you make? You made a bracha, instead of you were drinking wine, you said bore priya eitz, tachas bore priya gafen. Instead of saying bore priya gafen, you made bore priya eitz. Uvetoch. So the Tosis throws in with Tolka de Dibor Yochol Lagzabom. So Tosis quotes it, and we have a principle. Let's say it comes up. Let's say during Aseret Shemay comes up a lot of times, but the classical case is during Aseret Shemay Tshuva, we make a change in our davening. Instead of saying Hakel Hakadosh to end of the third bracha, we say Hamelach Hakadosh. And what is the halacha during the Aseret Shemay Tshuva if one said Hakel Hakadosh instead of Hamelach Hakadosh? Is it, do you keep on going or do you have to repeat? If you made that mistake, do you keep on going or you have to repeat? Correct. Halach is you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Right. So therefore, so we see an example of, however, the halach is like this. If I say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Akel HaKadosh, and in the next couple of seconds, I say, wait a sec. Okay, I don't say that, but I think that. And I say, okay, Hamelach HaKadosh, I can keep on going. In time it says to say Shalom Aleichem, you have like a couple of seconds. If you correct yourself, you can just keep, if you correct it to Amelach HaKadosh, you keep on going. So Tosis says the same thing here. If a person is Borei Hashem, Borei Priya ate, and then the second later he caught himself, he can say Borei Priya Guffin and keep on going. However, they point out, however,
the time it takes to say
Shalom Aleichem Rebbe.
That's
the standard unit. I guess the standard unit the standard person says is people probably say it a different. So the question is.
Especially if he's hard of hearing.
And not if you're in a choir.
All right.
So it goes. So the question is, if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Borei Priya Eitz and catch yourself, you can say Borei Priya Guffin right away. What happens if you don't catch yourself? So they say it's mashma from Tosfos that it's a no-go. You have to go back now and make a Borei Priya Guffin. A Borei Priya Eitz does not cut it for wine. So and comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger and other Rachamim and say, what is Tosfos talking about? Why doesn't it cut? Obviously, you should make the right bracha. But we know we have a principle that if you make a bracha klolis, we know we always try to make the more particular the blessing, the better. That's why I said if you have something which is a Borei Priya Eitz in front of you, and something which has a Borei Priya Adam in front of you, you should make the Borei Priya Eitz first, and then make it on the pistachio nuts first, and then you make it on your cantaloupe, whatever you're eating. So you make your Adama. So why? Because if you made the Adama first, you get into a problem, maybe you yotze your bracha, and therefore you can't make another bracha. So therefore, you always try to do a pratis. However, because why? But there is a principle, if I make a bori, let's say I'm not sure what bracha it is, and I make a bori priyadama on a plum, or on pistachio nuts, I'm yotze. Because a bori, because where the trees come from, so if you go down to its root, it's still a go. Exactly. So therefore, why don't we apply the same principle here? Where does wine come from? Last we checked, you live close to Niagara. I'm sure you've visited the vineyard and you've been involved. So we know wine comes from grapes. Or at least it appears that way anyway. So why should Borei Priya Eitz? This is like Borei Priya Adama works on a pistachio, no, which is only a Borei Priya Eitz, because it's a bracha klolis. A Borei Priya Eitz at first glance seems to be a bracha klolis. And if the wine came from the grape, so therefore, why doesn't a Borei Priya Eitz? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha.
Is a vine a tree?
No, but for
grape, you say eitz, right?
Yeah, for halachically, Borei. I'm not saying I'm not getting into halachically. It's considered a tree. You make a Borei.
Except that for grapes, you say eitz.
Oh, you do.
That's why I'm bringing up the eitz, right? What I'm saying is, if the luck is you're eating grapes, you make a Borei Priya Eitz, and the wine came from the grapes, so why shouldn't be the Evid? Why shouldn't the Borei? That's the question. Right. In fact, and Rabbi Akiva Eger also says, and just like we know a bracha, maybe you'll tell me a bracha kolos doesn't work on wine. But we know it works because shahako. The Gemara says later on, and it's a machlokas, but we paskin yes, if you make a shahako niye bidvaro on wine, it's a go. So why doesn't, just like Shahako works, why doesn't Borei Priya Eitz work? So Tosis clearly says, or whether it's clear or not, it's pretty clear, but Tosis says, that everyone assumes that's Tosis Shita, that if you make a Borei Priya Eitz on wine, it's a no-go. And the question is, why not? Why don't we apply the general principle that a Bracha Kolis works on a something which is only a practice? Right. Do you have any?
It's true. That assume it's true that H is no good for wine. Assume that.
Right.
Then the only reason I can think of wine is the only case where juice from the fruit has a higher status than the fruit itself. A product of something. No, it's not true. Mizonos. No, something you work at a mine becomes mizonos. It also has a higher status. So I take back what I said.
No, but the thing, but in terms of. Like you mean like from wheat?
Normally juice from fruit has a lower status, becomes shehakol.
Right.
Or at best the same status if you recognize a thing.
So Rabbi, but you can't say it's only juice and only liquid.
Okay,
so I'm just saying, then you have to see if it's the same or not.
Okay, yes.
Right, because the luck is, which is a separate discussion, but see, we in North America, Canada, we're very maksha fruit juice, especially today with all the health. You go in your market, you pay $5 for a fresh squeezed thing of like orange, grapefruit, mango, whatever you like. So it's very chashiv to us fruit juice.
Yes, yes.
Yet, you know, if at least I'll talk for myself. I don't have like the European roots. Maybe someone else has. But borscht is a big turnoff for me. But borscht, the Gemara says, may silka kasilka. Chazal viewed borscht very chashev. If you cook it, if you make soup out of the vegetables, then according to many, we show them it's a bori pri adama. The blessing remains. We have to understand, and I don't have time to understand that now, but we have to understand it, is how come? They seem both seem to be coming, if I cook the vegetable, I say it's may silka kasilka, I say it retains its vegetable status, and they make a bori pri adama. But if I squeeze out the fruit juice, I say it goes down to, it's called zeya bialma. It's sweat. It's general. You know, I take fruit juice over borscht any day, so obviously I'm a little messed up and stuff, because I think fruit juice is, so we have to go into the eyes of Chazal and see what exactly did they see in borscht, what's the distinction they made. But that's, you know, that we'll have to explain another time. But that's the halacha by fruit juice, apple juice, orange juice, we make a shahako. But by wine, it's we make right. So that's what they're. So the effort. So I'll just quote you a paragraph. Basically, the chakira is going to be as follows. In other words, how do we view wine now? It's true. It came from the grape. So he says, "Lachora bahatoya the im nema the priha gafen hu b'makom priha eitz." In other words, why did Chazal institute the bracha boi priha gafen on wine into the bori pri? It's grapes, wine. So why not keep the generic bori pri age? Why the need of Chazal to make a new? We rarely do that. Maybe Hamotzi Lachem and Oretz is the only other example. So them name of the pri agafen who b'makom pri age. If we're saying the Chazal this instituted to make a bracha bori pri agafen instead of bori pri age, Ella the pri agafen who bracha pratis. Is this fit into the general principle? We have particular blessings and we have general. So really, it's the same. Really, ha'eitz and bo'i priya gafen. Really, wine should be bo'i priya eitz. But Chazal just said, you know what? And let's give it its own personal bracha pratis. But really, it's still under the bracha kolos of bo'i priya eitz. But let's give it a special status. MK, if this is so. Emberach al yayin boi pri eitz, and is it a go or a no go? If I assume like I just said, so let's say I made a boi pri eitz, which I'd be a good go. Right, that's the way Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to learn. It seems to fit into the general principle. If you make a general bracha, it covers the right. Kamodu batzino de yotzin bebracha klawis gam hecha de tiknu bracha pratis. Right. Ukamodu muchak. This like if you make a pri eitz boi pri adama. It's like if I made a boi pri adama over a fruit, the yatza. Aval im neima the bori pri agafen he bracha miyuchedes. But if you're going to tell me that bori pri agafen is a special bracha, al hayayin shohutzio agamrei mishar. In other words, if you're saying or the kaven, so he goes like this: Yesh lachkor im beemes gohutzio michal shar prey ella the kaven the nishtana malayusa. That on one hand we said, does it stay within the regular boundaries of bori pri eitz or no? Or we say that upriya gafen he ve'enu b'makom the dilman the machmas chashivos the yadin. Or do we say that since of the importance of wine, the chashivas of wine, it Chazal no longer, in other words, it no longer left it in the category of bori pri eitz because of its chashivas, it took it to another level and there's no connection anymore. In other words, it's the shtane lagamre. It totally changed so much that it's no longer in the bori pri eitz category. Clearly, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds the ones who say you can make a bori pri eitz on wine. B'di'evid say that basically it's the bracha. It's within the category. You can see shahako something else. According to everyone, shahako works. That's why shahako gets. Yeah.
Shahako could be good, but eitz could be good for wine.
Right. That's because the shahako has a separate side because Chazal wa koveya. Any shahako works on everything. It's a special category. It's a special thing of shahako with more than just the general bracha kolis. Because Chazal said you can make a shahako on everything, and we'll see why. But I'm saying, but it's different. That's what I'm saying. According to Tosis, shahako works. He's just saying. See, the machlokis we're only having is whether bori pri eitz works on wine. That's goofing the machlokas and the Gemara about shahako in terms of That could be the same issue over there, but we paskin that shahakol does work. But I'm saying, according to everyone, halacha, according to everyone, shahakol does work.
In what sense is borei pia eitz a general bracha? Because it's only general for things which, in some sense or other, are coming from trees.
No, that's what I mean, right. No,
okay. But it just by chance happens that grapes are considered to be coming from trees, but it's not general in any in a sense that.
No, not in the broad picture. It's a more specific.
Oh yeah.
But I'm saying but in this case we mean it's broad, meaning anything that grows from a tree you make it. That's right. Right. Yeah. In other words, in the big picture, right? And bracha borei pia'etz is a bracha pratis.
Okay, and there's
pratis mean on any fruit. So grape is one. That's what I mean. Within the general character. So they didn't take all fruits and say, you know what? Let's make a borei pia'etz gusso. Within the fruit category, okay, let's take wine.
Yes. How about a pineapple, for example, which doesn't even grow on a tree?
Borei pia'etz dama.
That would, in other words, even though it's a fruit, you would say, oh.
No, because that's what I'm saying is, well, it's not necessarily what we call the different principles. Some things that grow every year are things like, in other words, the borei pia'etz doesn't necessarily correspond to, let's say, what we call a tree or that.
But
in our purpose, I'm just saying anything which is you make a borei pia'etz on, I'm considering that a tree, even though, you know, maybe from according to scientifically, we wouldn't necessarily consider it, right? Right, so I'm just saying. Right.
Question.
So therefore, he's saying, so that's the question here. When you make a borei pia'etz, so Rabbi Akiva, so Tosus says a borei pia'etz does not work. So the question is, why not? So it goes like this. So we started to explain, but let's go into a little bit more that the two, really, we find we make a borei pia'etz gufim by many things in Jewish life, starting from the bris to a pidgin haben to the chuppah, Kiddush Friday night, Yontif, at every simcha, we make a borei pia'etz gufim. So, in fact, so Rav Soloveitchik explained, others, Rav Leib Malin, many achronim and rishonim, that the two aspects to the bracha borei pia'etz gufim. Borei pia'etz gufim has two aspects. Clearly, it works as a birkas hanenin, like any other permission to eat, but there's a second aspect. It's a birkas shevach v'hodah. It also serves a double function as a bracha praise, that because of the chashivas of wine. And in fact, we see this, and it's manifested in the halacha. We can understand a couple of things in halacha. That number one is, let's say during the week, you're having a meal, and you wash, you have hamotzi. So the principle is, hamotzi covers everything. Once you wash, that's it. What if I'm having wine during the meal? Do I need a new bracha? The luck is you need a new bracha, borei pia'etz gufim. Why can't hamotzi cover? So they say, it's the birkas hanenin, hamotzi covers. But you have every time you have wine, it's like an antidepressant. It's a birkas shevach v'hodah. You're thanking God for the creation of wine. It's a special bracha on wine. Or in fact, the luck is that let's say you're having one wine, and then you bring another wine out. There's another bracha you make. I told them the different categories of wine. In fact, interesting, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, we know the halacha is that the chuppah, you make a borei pia'etz gufim. But it's interesting, is the rabbi makes the borei pia'etz gufim, but the chassid and kala drink. You make borei pia'etz gufim, you make the birchas erusin. So really, the briskers claim that really, it's a problem. The rabbi should be drinking. That's why Rav Chaim was known as, when he used to give, before he gave it, he used to spill a little wine out. And then when no one was looking, he used to like lick his finger to make sure that he, because really the principle is, I can't make if we're all drinking Timmy now, I can make a shahakol, I'm drinking, you listen. But if I'm not drinking anything, I can't make a shahakol for you. Because there's no, so how could I make a, so the question, how could the rabbi make a borei pia'etz gufim for you if I'm not drinking? So the briskers had a chumra, they drank. But Iker HaDin, what do? We pass, you don't have to drink. Because why? Because borei pia'etz gufim is a birkas shevach v'hodah. So if I don't have to drink, anyone can. If I'm making a birkas shevach v'hodah, so by you drinking, that's also a birkas shevach v'hodah. So the Rav Moshe writes. However, if the rabbi mistakenly made a shahakol niyeh bidvar, let's say it was wartime, it was poverty, they didn't have that much money, he wasn't used to making a borei pia'etz gufim, and he made a shahakol under the chuppah,
By mistake?
Yeah, by mistake. He says, then the rabbi has to drink from the cup of wine. Because that's a Birkas Hanenin now. The only way I can make a... we see the Bori Priya Gofen. So Mikarad Din, it's a Birkas Shavadot that someone else could drink. And in fact, Rashi in Erevin writes as follows. Rashi in Erevin writes in Daf Memam and Beis, it says... that the Gemara says if you make a Bari Priya Gofen, you have to drink. Oh, wow. We discovered America. Well, of course, if I make a Shahako, I have to drink also. What's Rashi say? So you expect why? What's the reason? So Rashi writes because you would think Rashi went why? Because of Bracha of Hatala. Because every time I make a blessing, I have to drink, or else it's a blessing of me. Rashi doesn't write that. Rashi writes, Gnaihu Koshel Bracha. It's a disgrace to the Koshel Bracha. It's a disgrace to, if I make a Bori Priya Gofen and don't drink. So what is he? Rashi telling you something else. That Bori Priya Gofen is a Birka Shevach Vahoda. Every time I'm thanking God, it's a disgrace. I'm not going to drink. I'm saying Bori Priya Gofen. Not forget about Bracha of Atala. Maybe that's true also. But what is this chashivas of wine? That wine, even though originally it might come from the grapes, but once it turns into the wine status, it's a whole new animal. And if you make a Bori Priya 8, it's a no-go. We have to go, there's more to it, we'll have to continue, but there's a lot more about machshava as well on wine. We have to explain next time why fruit juice gets the raw end of the deal. You only make a shahako on fruit juice.
Even grape juice.
Not grape. Grape juice is wine. For our purposes, grape juice is wine.
Grape juice is wine.
Yeah, anything could you make a Bori Priya Gofen?
Okay, all right, that's anything.
What is this? Is this
recording? Is that your...